This is Living Proof Radio, May 2024. All of our full episodes are available on our Patreon with weekly drops, a Patreon-only radio show, and Living Proof magazine delivered to your house every issue, as well as our entire members-only library backlog. Patreon.com/livingproofnewyork.
But coercion is, it's a complicated, term and concept because, you know, if you want to fake somebody out, is that coercion? Well, the courts have found no, that's not. You want to beat them over the head with a bat? Yeah, that is coercion. But so cops are good at it. That's part of their job, their arsenal. The discovery laws in New York State have just recently been changed, recently within the last 2 years. It used to be that we used to call it trial by ambush because back before the discovery laws changed, we had no idea, believe it or not, as defense attorneys, who the witnesses against your client were going to be. I mean, obviously, the cops that arrest your client, you know, that person's going to be a witness, but they're all the time. You go to trial, and the DA says, "We're calling John Doe," and you're like, "Well, who's John Doe?" And they'll go, "You're going to find out who John Doe is," and it was like that, you know.
So, for the people listening who don't know, you do not ever have to talk to the police ever.
Absolutely. You have a right. You have a constitutional right not to incriminate yourself. It's the Fifth Amendment.
And no matter what they threaten you with, whatever they say they're going to do, they're going to take you here, they're going to take you there, they're going to charge you with this, you still have full right to not say a word.
Yeah. Also, you know, the cops, in terms of trying to secure evidence, can go over the line, like torture and beatings and all that sort of stuff. Like, that's not... That's not cool, right, Frank?
They're allowed to trick you. And people don't know that. They think the cops have to tell the truth. And they don't. They are allowed to trick you up to a certain point. And they will trick you into giving them consent to search your bag, to search whatever.
Or have a drink of water here, and then they take your DNA.
That's a big trick of theirs. Yeah, you're in the precinct. They want to talk to you. Hey, you want a bottle of water? Can I get you a cigarette? And you feel like, ah, that's cool. What harm could come of that? Now they have your DNA. Now they're going to match it to something. They do. That's one of their...
Still to this day, they do.
100%. I see it all the time.
Oh,
first
yeah,
thing
yeah.
I ask, did you have a bottle of water in the precinct? Yeah, how'd you know that? Like, dummy, now they have your DNA.
No, I didn't. It was Gatorade. Right.
They gave me a cigarette. They were mad cool. I'm like, no, they were mad tricky.
Oh, man. Yeah. So that's my partner, Frank Rothman, who is a really, 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 really kick-ass lawyer. He's probably one of the best lawyers in New York. And if I got in trouble, I would call him immediately.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
You're saying that they can legally lie to you. They can legally trick you to the point where they can get water bottles, take your DNA from that, match it to something, and that you see it all the time. Why is that legal? I feel like people kind of know that, but not to the extent where it's like just fully okay for police to do that to the point where it's part of the job.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, the courts have ruled that cops, you know, and their arsenal, their bag of tricks can lie to get to the truth. Which is, you know, the ends justifies the means, it's like the Lenny Bruce thing. It's like, come on, cops, play fair. There's no law that says a cop has to play fair. There is a law that says that you cannot unreasonably search without a warrant, and you cannot legally coerce somebody into making a statement because that's against their Fifth Amendment rights. So for all you out there who are thirsty after being arrested, do not drink the water.
So these days, what do you think it would take for someone to actually do prison time in New York City for graffiti?
If It depends on a client's history. If it's someone who has been at it for a while and has an extensive record and decides to tag in the wrong area, for instance, in Queens, Queens is really tough on graffiti artists. Train yards are considered, much more significant than non-train yards. And I think that goes all the way back to the 70s where the trains were tagged, which I thought was very cool even then. But if you do, stuff in the wrong places, you can get hit harder. So.
And how is it that this is approached? How is the evidence part approached a lot of the time? Is it through social media? Is it through surveillance footage? Is it through, or is it just, based off of a database like you're talking about?
Most of it is still in the act sort of stuff. Somebody is, tagging and a cop drives by, or the Vandal Squad is out looking in areas where graffiti is prevalent, more in Brooklyn these days. But they do keep databases.
And how much of all of this would you say is just human psychology? Like the interaction with the police, the interaction with the judge, your phone calls to the DA, the person who's been arrested, their interaction with whoever. How much of it is human psychology?
A lot of it. I mean, I was saying to somebody today, I ran into a friend of mine today, a lawyer who's been doing this a long time. And it's funny because I don't run into, that many old timers. They're off to greener pastures or whatever. But I was talking to this guy and saying geez, the system has changed so much it really has, but psychology is always an element. And I've been doing this so long that if I get on the phone with a prosecutor, within two sentences I know who I'm dealing with. Like I go, okay, this person is reasonable, we can do it, or this person is a newbie, I can take advantage of this person and I'm going to do it. Or I've got a real scumbag dickhead as a DA and it's going to be a problem. I can tell that in two sentences, just by the voice, just by the approach. Like, counselor, your client, if I hear that, I go, oh, shit. But if it's like, hey, Ed, yeah, no, I got the case. Yeah, let's work this out. Like, so, yeah, I mean, psychology is a big deal.